A 35-year-old man is facing multiple charges after leading Greater Sudbury police on a chase on April 15 in the Elm Street and Notre Dame Avenue area, and he did it while riding a scooter. Facebook user Dustin Oak publicly uploaded a video showing a portion of the chase to the Shoutout Sudbury Uncut Facebook page that has been making the rounds on social media. You can watch the video below. GSPS spokesperson Caitlin Dunn said the origin of the story goes back to April 8, when police were called about a string of incidents on the Laurentian University property that day. Witnesses said the man in question was in a parked car at Lou, Dunn said, and began revving his engine and accelerated toward a trio of people, who had to run up an embankment to avoid being hit. He then drove the vehicle down South Bay Road, where he located another vehicle that was parked in a parking lot and smashed the window of the vehicle, unprovoked, Dunn said. This individual has demonstrated a complete disregard for public safety, has engaged in behaviors that have placed numerous individuals at risk of serious injury and has damaged private property for absolutely no reason. An arrest warrant was issued for the man as a result on charges. Assault with a weapon X3. Utter threats to cause death or bodily harm. Dangerous operation X2. Cause disturbance, and mischief to property under $5,000. Then on April 15 at around 9:25 a.m., officers spotted the man on Elm Street and attempted to arrest him. When officers approached the individual and identified him by name, he fled from police on a scooter, Dunn said. He proceeded to drive the scooter on Elm Street and then onto Notre Dame Avenue, where he was traveling northbound into oncoming traffic, causing vehicles to swerve to avoid hitting him. The man still refused to stop and at one point began throwing knives at police and other vehicles. He then made a U-turn and began traveling southbound on Notre Dame Avenue, again causing vehicles to swerve out of the way. He proceeded to throw multiple knives at police and other vehicles while he was traveling on Notre Dame Avenue. Officers then had to block Notre Dame Avenue to stop traffic as they continued to attempt to arrest the man. Finally, officers brought an end to the chase in the area of Durham Street and Elm Street, and were able to arrest the man, who police said assaulted an officer while he was being taken into custody, causing minor injuries to the officer. In addition to the counts listed about, the 35-year-old man faces several more charges, including dangerous operation, flight from peace officer, escape lawful custody, resist peace officer, assault with intent to resist arrest, and failure to comply with release order.